You're listening to Comedy Central.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
August 5th, 2019. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Thank you for coming out. I'm Trevor Noah. Our guest tonight is one of the stars in the new movie Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Eva Longoria is joining us, everybody. Also on tonight's show, humans can officially fly. Wild animals prefer hip hop. And of course, we have to talk about the mass shootings that took place this weekend. Now, we're not going to solve America's gun problems in half an hour, but we'll probably do more than Congress. So before we get into that, let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's kick it off with something cool. Since the beginning of time, human beings have asked two questions. Is it okay if our pets see us masturbating? And can we fly? Now, we'll never know the answer to the first, but the second might now be a yes.
A French inventor has successfully flown his hoverboard across the English Channel. Frankie Zapata soared from France to England on his jet-powered board. The 22-mile trip took 22 minutes, including a refueling stop. His first attempt, 10 days earlier, was unsuccessful after he failed to land on a refueling platform. After it was over, an emotional Zapata described his feat as an amazing moment, saying, quote, "My dream came true."
Okay, that is amazing. Hoverboards are finally real. And I mean legit hoverboards, not that bullshit they sold us in Back to the Future 2. I'm talking real flying. Going from France to England, that is flying. Although if you're a British person who voted for Brexit, this is your worst nightmare. Because one minute you're like, we'll have no more of these bloody foreigners coming into England, and now there's just a French dude flying out of the sky. He's like, bonjour, I'm here to sleep with your wife. So, this invention is pretty cool, but I'm not in a rush to get one. Like, it's cool, but it looks uncomfortable, and the whole journey, you're probably covered in bugs. It's like flying Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines, we're the hoverboard of the sky. All right, but let's move on from a triumph of human ingenuity to its total opposites. In Canada over the weekend, there was a real woman who did manage to make her big escape.
Billboard reports a Canadian woman walking her dog says she scared away a wild cougar by playing heavy metal band Metallica's Don't Tread on Me.
See you, kitty cat.
She says she yelled for the cougar to stop, and it did, but it wouldn't leave. So she blasted what she said was the noisiest thing on her phone.
Never once engaged.
Cougar dashed off into the bushes. The woman and her dog were not hurt.
Okay, that was insane. This woman came face to face with a cougar and then played Metallica on her phone to chase it away. She's lucky that it was that kind of cougar, because if it was the other kind of cougar, playing Metallica only attracts them. That wouldn't have worked. Also, I'm impressed that she had the presence of mind to pick the right song to scare it away, because she said she chose that song. Because I won't lie, if a wildcat surprised me in the woods, I'd be so scared, I'd probably just hit random on my phone. It would be some random, like, Shawn Mendes song, you know? Just be like, I love it when you call me, see, you're it. And then the cat would be like, are we gonna f***? Are we gonna... Is that what you say? I'm like, no, no. Or like, I think I'd, like, play something from the Lion King soundtrack. Yeah, and then the cougar would just be like, wow, Lion King, that is so racist. You think all cats are lions? You know what? I was gonna maul you, but you're not worth it, all right? I don't like the taste of bigots. I will give you some real advice, though. As an African, I have a lot of experience coming across wild animals. I will give you some advice. You don't need to play loud music, okay? If you ever come across a wild animal, all you have to do is look the cat in the eye and say, excuse me, I'm conducting a short survey. Would you like to answer some? That cat will be gone. Be like, oh, I'm late for a meeting. Thank you. Goodbye. Blah, 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 blah. All right, that's it for the headlines. Let's move on to our top story. Mass shootings. Over the past few years, they have become as regular in America as Star Wars movies. And just like Star Wars movies, people have started paying less and less attention. But this weekend, something happened.
The nation mourns the victims of two shooting massacres just 13 hours apart. The massacres in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, happened in startling proximity for a country already too familiar with gun violence. 29 people were killed in the two shooting rampages just 13 hours apart.
Yes, in the span of 2 days, 13 hours, in fact, 84 people were shot, and currently, 31 people have been killed in two deadly mass shootings. And like, even though most of America has gotten used to dealing with mass shootings, having them happen back to back has forced people to take notice. In fact, this weekend's tragedy has garnered so much attention that President Trump couldn't respond with his usual sad tweet. Instead, he had to come out and give a formal address to the nation this morning where he condemned white supremacy and domestic terrorism. Unfortunately, he also offered condolences to the people of Toledo, which is not one of the cities that had a mass shooting. So that was basically the mass shooting equivalent of saying the wrong person's name in bed. But these two tragedies didn't happen in a vacuum. They're part of a rise in mass shootings in recent years. And now, news anchors, pundits, politicians alike, they're all trying to figure out the root cause of what has become a national epidemic. And they've been pinning the blame on a lot of different things, starting with the internet.
And on the controversial website 8chan, extremists seem to have found a home. At least three mass shootings this year alone have been announced on the site.
The dark corners of the internet, where these people breed hate and division.
The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts.
Yes, many people, including the president, are saying that the internet is to blame for radicalizing these domestic terrorists. Because giving them a community and a platform is helping them share their ideas. It's the same way the internet has given a platform to people who eat laundry detergent, right? Yeah, back in the day, you can only share your feelings with the people at poison control. Now you have a community. So now some people are saying we need to tighten regulation of the internet. And I'll be honest with you, I'm all for it. Yeah, especially after I got catfished last week. I thought I was talking to a lonely middle-aged man who needed my social security number. Turns out it was some beautiful woman who wanted to date me. What the hell? I get what these people are saying, though. The internet is a powerful tool that can be used to radicalize wannabe mass shooters. You know, maybe that's why we don't have a mass shooting epidemic in Africa. Our internet is shit and the power keeps cutting. Yeah. Right now, there's some guy in Nigeria who's like, I want to be radicalized, but this Wi-Fi is so slow. You're so lucky this video is buffering, huh? You're so lucky. I'll just have to stick to sending emails. Dear sir, I have lots of money. Now, while some people argue that this epidemic is being caused by the internet, Another argument is that it's something more precise. Because everyone uses the internet in America, but most of these shooters are young white men. And what do young white men all have in common? Video games.
The idea of these video games to dehumanize individuals, to have a game of shooting individuals and others, I've always felt that is a problem for future generations and others.
First shooter games would desensitize folks to the violence. When you see it through a screen and you don't relate to it in person, it makes it seem like it's more accessible.
What's changed in this country? We've always had guns, we've always had evil, but what's changed where we see this rash of shooting? And I see a video game industry that teaches young people to kill.
Okay. On the surface, that sounds like a pretty good argument. America has always had guns. America has always had evil. But mass shootings have only taken off over the past, 20 years? And what has been new in the past 20 years? Violent video games. Although by that logic, anything that's been invented in the last 20 years could have contributed to mass shootings. Like, Crocs were invented over the last 20 years. And I know they inspire anger in me. Here's another thing, though. If video games are responsible for shootings, how do you explain countries like South Korea or Japan? They play the same games at a higher rate than the US, but neither of these countries have a mass shooting epidemic. The worst thing Japan is dealing with right now is a karaoke epidemic. The only thing getting murdered there is Mariah Carey songs. So some people blame the internet, and others say it's video games. But for many, if the president wants to find the real cause of what's happening, he should go and look in the bathroom mirror.
The 21-year-old white male said the attack was in response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas, adding that his ideology predates President Trump and that blaming the president would be the equivalency of fake news.
This is language the president has used since his campaign began. A lot of people are taking issue with the explosive rhetoric he has used, rhetoric that mirrors the screed written by the El Paso murderer.
Just 3 months ago, this scene at a rally in Panama City Beach, Florida. President Trump at first laughing when a supporter in the crowd suggested shooting immigrants.
But how do you stop these people? You can't. There's no... That's only in the panhandle you can get away with that statement.
Yeah, there might have been a joke at that rally, but clearly there are people out there who could take the president's words seriously. I know it's crazy to take Trump's words seriously, but some people do. In fact, as we've learned, the mass shooter in El Paso left behind a manifesto that included the same phrases Trump uses every day. Fake news, immigrant invasions. Like, the only reason you know that it wasn't written by Trump is because the grammar was correct. And here's the thing. Although there is a chance Donald Trump has emboldened racist mass shooters, we also cannot say that he's the overall cause, because there were racist mass shooters before Donald Trump. It's the same way you can't blame stuffed crust pizzas for the obesity epidemic in America. You can't admit that adding a pizza to the edge of a pizza is not gonna help people lose weight, but it's not the cause. So some people blame the internet, some say it's video games, others blame President Trump. But the thing we're hearing the most after these mass shootings is that the real cause is all in the head.
Mental health is a large contributor to any type of violence or shooting violence.
There's so many different factors you don't know. I mean, maybe a child's born with, something, mental illness.
This was a sick person. The person in Dayton was a sick person. No politician is to blame for that. You cannot be a white supremacist and be normal in the head. These are sick people.
Now, again, this argument sounds completely logical. If someone kills a group of random strangers, they must be mentally ill. But that's not necessarily true. In fact, a majority of mass shooters have no history of mental illness, which is a scary thought, because it means most mass shooters are killing because they want to, not because something went wrong in their brain. So, what causes mass shootings? Is it the internet? Is it video games? Is it Trump? Is it mental illness? You know what's sad and frustrating about America is that after every mass shooting, lawmakers want to identify the one thing that causes all mass shootings. And if they can't agree on what that thing is, nothing gets done. But the truth is, When it comes to any individual shooting, the cause could be any one of those factors, if not more. But there's one thing that every mass shooting has in common. Whatever motivated it has to be combined with a gun. We'll be right back.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Welcome to The Daily Show, everybody. You guys have been amazing today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for coming out. I really am fascinated by some of the conversations people have post-mass shootings in America. One of the more interesting ones for me was a tweet that has drawn quite a bit of backlash from Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't know if you saw this. He tweeted and said something about mass shootings and was really insensitive, and people were so angry that he was trending. And, like, if you're trending and there's been two mass shootings, like, you f***ed up. And basically, the tweet was, it was about, like, scale or like, how we react to the idea of people dying. He said, like, in the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people. And then he was talking about, like, shootings on average. You know, he was saying, like, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 people to medical errors. We lose 300 people to the flu, 200 to car accidents, 250 to suicide, 40 to homicide. And then he said, often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. That's what he said. And then people, you know what I mean? And I get what he was trying to do. Like, he was trying to be, like, science-y in that moment. But first of all, timing. Do you know what I mean? At a funeral is not the time to tell the people that the guy owed you money. That's not the time. Let's start with that. But secondly, I feel like it fundamentally missed the human element of what people are fighting for in America. And that is trying. Because a lot of people were like, yeah, you tell them, Neil. People like to make, you know, mass shootings a big thing in America. A few people die. And I was like, yes. But it's interesting to me how all these other things that people bring up still have a country that tries to stop them. Trying is the thing. You know, medical errors happen, but you know what they've done over time? They've tried to decrease medical errors by implementing new laws, new systems where they go like, maybe the nurse can help and, you know, track what the doctor's doing. The pharmacist can look at your prescriptions, make sure that you don't have an overdose. Things are not left inside your body. They try and decrease the numbers. Same thing with cars. People say, they go like, more people are dying in car accidents. We don't ban cars. It's like, yes, but you know what we do? We ban dangerous cars. Over the years, what we've done as a society is we've gone like, all right, these cars are not working. You have to have a certain type of car. To get a car, you need a license. You need to go through a process because we just want to minimize the chance of a person dying in a car. We're going to have random stops where they check if you are drunk driving to try and protect people from dying in drunk driving accidents. We try. Speed bumps is the best. Like, people try with speed bumps. Do you know, speed bumps is literally just going like, all right, we don't know why people go fast on this road. We don't know how they go fast. We don't know. Maybe it's because it's a cool road. Maybe it's because they're chasing someone. Maybe because they're late. We don't know. What we do know is we're going to put a speed bump on the road just to make it harder to go fast. That's all we're going to do. And the people run to the extremes. You know, they'll be like, oh, after 9/11, 3,000 people died. America didn't ban airplanes. Yeah, but they locked that shit up hard. You know what I mean? Like, there's a little thing called the TSA. Have you flown? Have you flown? You can't, like, too much saliva, and they tell you to do too much liquid. Go back. Spit that shit out. They try. They try harder and harder to make flying safer and safer. And as a flyer, I appreciate it. I go, yes, I understand the shit that I have to go through, but I appreciate the fact that it has become safer. Airlines used to get hijacked all the time. Before, like, terrorist attacks, it was hijacked for anything. Political prisoners would be like, I hijack it. Someone has a hostage situation. People would just do it for a statement. Planes would get hijacked. Then they said, you know what? We're going to make it harder. We're going to lock the door. I don't know why that was the thing that had to be invented. But they said, we're going to lock the door. They said, you know what else we're going to do? We're going to make it more difficult than ever. We're going to check your ID. These are the small things. Then they went with the big things. We're going to bring metal detectors. We're going to bring things that scan you. We're going to cup your balls. If need be, we will cup your balls. Someone will come and squeeze your balls to make sure that you're not going to blow some shit up. We're trying. That for me has always been like what America is. America tries, man. You just go like, no, we're just gonna keep on trying. It's not about perfect, it's about trying to be more perfect. Do you know what I mean? And that's all I don't understand about how people argue the guns thing is you go like, you're not saying get rid of guns, you're saying try to minimize the chances of this happening. Try to make it as hard as possible for people to own a gun because you only want people who are willing to work hard to own a gun to own a gun. You only want people who respect a gun to own a gun. You want to make it as hard as possible. That's all it is. And then people always say the same thing to me. They go, Trevor, you don't care about the Second Amendment. You know, I go like, yes, but the Second Amendment fundamentally, if you think about it, is about protecting human beings. That's what it was written. It was about protecting human beings. What is the good of writing a law that now protects the guns as opposed to the human beings that it's supposed to protect? Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is a Golden Globe-nominated actor, producer, and director who stars in the new movie, Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Please welcome Eva Longoria. As you should. Yeah. If I were you, I would clap for myself every time I enter the room.
Why am I clapping?
I think it's just the euphoria.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here. I missed you.
It's been a while since I have seen you, and you know, I've been following you. Not following you like that. I watch the things that you do, as I hope you would hope people do.
Yeah.
And it's been exciting to see your journey going from, you know, like an actress in television shows, into movies, into producing, into directing, and now Dora the Explorer, the movie, The Lost City of Gold, has taken you into a new world. Why did you accept this film? Especially considering that you just became a new mom when it happened.
Yeah.
Like, there's maternity leave, and then there's a movie. Why would you take the movie?
Yeah, it's basically the same. Yeah. It's like so relaxing. No, I was. Santi was 2 months old, and I was breastfeeding, and I got the call, and it was filming in Australia. And
right,
so I was like, I can't do this. But they... I grew up with Dora, and I think I grew up with Dora. Actually, she's only 20 years old, which means I did not grow up with Dora.
Right, but you felt Dora's been around forever,
yeah, it's
though.
Like she's been around forever. I don't remember a world without Dora the Explorer, and so I was like, I have to do this. And my husband's like, you got to do this. So we went to Australia, the whole family, and I was on set, and in the jungle, in the rainforest, that's where we shot Dora. But it was important, you know, it's important that we have a movie like Dora to represent Latinos in a positive portrayal.
You know? Right.
Representation matters. And so when you see something as empowering as Dora, she's a little girl who's smart and brave and fearless and intelligent, and she's Latina, and you're like, oh, yeah, Latinos are other things that are not synonymous with illegal, you know?
Right. Dora has been, yeah, for many people, many generations, an icon in, like, traveling, learning languages,
yeah,
being who she is, you know, teaching English, but at the same time teaching Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
It's been this all-encompassing journey.
Was she in South Africa?
Yeah, she was.
Oh,
yeah, wow. Dora's everywhere in the world.
Like, I didn't know that, by the way. I thought she was just a Hispanic icon. And then when I got the call, when it was announced I was going to be Dora's mom, my friends from London called, my friend from Germany called, and I go, how do you know who she is? And they were like, she's global. She teaches English,
yes,
in other countries, but in the United States, she teaches Spanish.
So. Yeah, she's an explorer. That's,
yes,
that's what her
thing
is.
I know.
She
forgot.
She travels the world.
I realize that. But you're right. She was ahead of her time because she encouraged cultural exchange.
Yes, she did.
And
she
that
really
was
did.
That's what's so beautiful about her and the movie and the message. And I think it's timely. It's important right now.
I feel like in many ways, you teaming up with Dora is the perfect, you know, marriage or union, because, like, that's in many ways what Eva Longoria has always been about. You were always a boundary breaker.
Yeah.
You know, you were doing things on TV at a time when many Latina women were confined to a certain role or a certain idea of what they were meant to be. And you came in, you broke down stereotypes, ideas, platforms, boundaries, everything. And you've really been, you know, instrumental in driving that change. Why do you think that's important? And what do you strive to do in creating a new idea of what Latino people can achieve on screen?
Yeah, well, you know, it's true. I didn't mean to break barriers. I was who I am, which is Mexican American.
Right.
I straddle the hyphen. I'm not, you know, people go, oh, you're half Mexican, half American. I'm like, no, I'm 100% Mexican and 100% American.
That's
at all times.
Right.
You know, I love enchiladas, but I love burgers and hot dogs. Like,
right,
you know, I like mariachi, but I like John Legend. So it's confusing.
Now I'm picturing now I'm picturing a John Legend mariachi, like,
yes,
mashup.
That's what we should do.
That's exactly what I'm picturing now.
We should, but I think, you know, so like roles or projects that I do just reflect that. You know, I'm ninth generation American. I'm a Texican. And in Texas, you know, we didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. And so I didn't come up with that, but it was good.
Well, I've never heard it before, though. This was the first time I heard it, so I'm like, damn, all right.
I should have just dropped the mic.
Yeah. You should have. That's a drop the mic moment.
Yeah, no, but it's true. There's so many Latinos in the United States who have been here just like me, many, many, many generations. And so, like I was saying, in the media right now, if you just watch the news, it just positions us in a bad light, and that we haven't made contributions, when in reality we have made many contributions to the thread of this country.
Right. The conversation in and around Latinos has been defined and restricted to, it is only a person crossing the border because,
yeah,
of, and it's illegally. It's never anything successful. It's very seldom all the other stories, yeah, that come with it. Being from Texas, mm-hmm, you are also now in a position where today, you know, we're still dealing with what happened over the weekend,
mm-hmm,
the shooting that took place in El Paso.
Yeah.
You know, you as you said, you're born and raised in Texas. You've lived the life of being around guns, mm-hmm, being around people who like and respect guns, being around people who don't respect, mm-hmm, guns but like them just as much.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at what happened in El Paso, why it happened, how it happened, as a Texan specifically,
mm-hmm,
how do you deal with that, and you know, like, where do you think people can even begin to go after seeing something like this?
I mean, it's horrifying. The reality that it keeps happening is horrifying and heartbreaking. But I think we're beyond that. Oh, you know, thoughts and prayers thing, and I think we're getting a little numb to it. You know, I mean, there's two shootings in one weekend.
Right.
You go, oh, another shooting. You
right.
get the alert on your phone, and we're becoming numb to it. And the reality is, these things are preventable. Some people think, oh, that's inevitable. Who knew that guy was going to go in there and do that?
Right.
Well, the fact that he had access to do that,
yes,
is the problem. And I think the fact that our nation's leaders have continued to to fail us, to protect us, is outraging. You should be outraged. Their fidelity to the NRA or the gun lobby is more valuable than the lives of Americans, and that's troubling, and that should outrage all of us. And as a Texan, as a Texan with a mother who goes to Walmart, there have been so many times I drop her off at the door, and I go, I'm not going to, Mom, you're going to take too long, and I'll drop her off at the door. And I went hearing that son's story about he dropped off his mom, and it wasn't even 2 minutes, and he heard gunshots, and when he ran in, his mother was dead. To think that was my mom, to think about if that was your mom, you know, and you would go, oh, I wish I could have done something before that moment. And you know, we're the only country in the world that has more guns than people. And I think there is a way, I know there's a way to protect the Second Amendment, but not allow it to be a death sentence to thousands of Americans. There's a way to do both.
You know what? You have a right to be sad, but thank you for bringing joy to us. You know, I'm sorry that, you know, the Dora the Explorer tour also has to be about gun violence, but I guess in many ways you are now the Dora the Explorer of the message that comes, you know, with the movie.
I am always more than happy to talk about anything, any issue that can make this country stand up to what it's meant to be, and that's, you know, a place that is welcoming and accepting and protective, and right now I don't think we're doing a good job of that, and I think we have to hold a lot of people accountable for that.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Wonderful having you, as always. Dora and the Lost City of Gold opens in theaters August 9th. Eva Longoria, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.